This is an All Ears English podcast. Take our advice to avoid mixing up these English words. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American host, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Arizona and Colorado, USA.
Do you ever mix up the words advice and advise? You're not alone. These words trip up many English language learners. Listen in to find out the difference so you can avoid this common error.
Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN.
Hello, Lindsay. How are you?
Hey, Aubrey. I'm doing great today. How are you?
I am excellent. I have a question.
Okay.
Have you recorded any episodes recently for our other podcast, the Business English Podcast, that you thought our listeners here, All Ears English listeners, should definitely hear?
Actually, yeah, I'm glad you asked this, Aubrey, because we don't want our listeners to be missing. Just last week, I recorded a great episode with Michelle where we answered a listener question about advice and advise. Yeah.
Oh, so, these are mixed up really often. I know. I love that episode, and I'm excited that we're going to share this one here because we use these a lot at work, right? Mm-hmm. But also we use them in everyday conversations too.
Yeah, it's so true. And I think if we can nail this, especially for our listeners at their level, the B1, B2, C1 level, if you guys can nail these key differences, it's going to really move you up to that next level. Don't you think, Aubrey? I mean, we have to get this to become fluent in English.
Yeah. Absolutely. I agree. So we're going to share that episode with you guys today. Lindsay and Michelle share fantastic tips to help you understand and correctly use these words, advice and advise. And if you missed that episode, you might not be following the Business English podcast. So pause the episode right now, guys, and enter Business English by All Ears English into your search bar and follow the podcast.
Yeah, go ahead and hit that follow button. Now we're going to go and present you with this episode from the Business English Podcast. Let's have a listen. Hey, Michelle, how's it going today? How are you feeling?
Good, Lindsay. I am feeling good. Excited to be recording.
Me too.
Lindsay, do you like to get advice from people in the business world?
I like it a lot, actually. I mean, I've learned over the years that I have to be careful. I have to think about where's that advice coming from?
Yeah.
Think about that person's circumstances. Are they giving me advice that's kind of biased or something? But I do, I need advice all the time. So, yeah.
That's good that you say that because I think that if you think you don't need advice,
that's bad.
Yeah. That means you think like, oh, everything is perfect and you don't have nothing to learn from anybody. And that's a dangerous place to be, I think.
Or even worse, you're afraid to ask for it. Like you're so proud that you know something's wrong, but you just keep going. And it's really important to be able to reach out for help, right? Yes. In every aspect of our lives, the business world, our personal lives. So yes, we're all about getting advice.
Definitely. Well, today we are going to answer a listener question that uses three very useful words that are really helpful in business and with this topic of advice. That might be one of the words.
I love it.
But before that, guys, if you haven't already listened, go on over to the Business English Podcast episode 193. This was Get the Biggest Bang for Your Buck with this episode.
Love that one, guys. Go over and check that out. And then make sure, by the way, that you hit follow right here on Business English. So that way it'll come right up in your queue. You can make it a part of your daily life. That is how we get better, you know? So can I read the question from Masoud?
Okay. Yes, right. Please do.
Okay. Masoud asks, as a listener to your podcast, I found it very useful and it helps a lot to help me improve my understanding and speaking English. If you can help explain the difference between using these words, advice, advise, and guide, I will be thankful. Masoud. Ah, lovely question. And thank you for your question, Masoud.
Great, very specific question. Very useful. I snatched this up for Business English because I thought it would be really helpful for this business topic. So we're going to go through it with a business angle today, but of course this can be used in not business as well.
Yeah, of course. If you know, guys, if you want to add daily life English to your listening queue, of course, add All Ears English Podcast, right? Yes. That's our other podcast, our amazing show. Go and hit follow on that one too. So you get the business angle over here and over there, you get a much broader lens on all aspects of English. All right.
Definitely. Good. All right, so let's get into it. So yes, let's go with advice first. So Lindsay, what is advice?
Okay, this is a noun. We have to remember this is a noun, Michelle. That is the super important piece. It's uncountable. That's also the other important piece, right?
Yeah. Go ahead. A lot of times, you know, I've heard students say like, oh, some advice is, right?
Oh, yes.
It's uncountable. So this is a common mistake. So now you know.
I think I know why it's a common mistake. You know, for example, in Spanish, consejos is advice, and that is counted, I guess, in Spanish, right? So that's how we can get confused. So guys, avoid that translation, directly translating from your native language. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, advice is basically asking what to do. I mean, I'm thinking of the word counsel, right? Like, for example, I'm going to ask Bernie's advice on design. He's so good at making those decisions.
Michelle, do you have any go-to people that you go to? Maybe this is a question you already had prepared, but do you have anyone that you go to for advice in general in your life?
Okay, yes, let's get to it. No. I wrote that same question for you. I can answer too.
Yeah.
I would say my parents a lot and Dan. I mean, just like the people that are like very much the closest to me. There have been, you know, there are always going to be specific times where I might seek out more specific type of help. Or, I mean, I guess a lot of times this is not with business, but as a mom, you know, my friends will always be talking about, oh, like this is happening with the sleeping, or this is happening with the eating, or this is happening with the whatever. And so a lot of times I might, you know, you have different people for different types of advice, you know?
Ooh, I love that idea. So important. Yeah, me too.
What about you? Yeah.
Yeah, for personal life advice, I think my partner for sure, my parents, but less and less my parents because they're getting older and they just have different things going on, right?
Yeah.
For business advice, I think peers. I have certain peers that are in a similar place, so I'll set up calls with them on a regular basis, and it's kind of nice just to feel someone else is in the same place and dealing with the same challenges. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. So it can be different for different scenarios. Guys, that's advice. So let's just change one letter. And what does it become, Lindsay?
All right. Advise. So the letter changes to what? How do we spell this? If you guys are in the app, you're listening in the iOS Android app, you'll see the spelling because you'll have the transcripts. Yeah. But how do we spell it?
A-D-V-I-S-E. You'll notice we don't pronounce it advice because that's what the C. I don't know. In British English, I feel like maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. But I'd have to check that out. But anyway, but advise is spelled with an S, but pronounced like a Z. So
it's kind of confusing, isn't
advise.
It?
It is confusing. I have, you know, it's funny because my son is starting to get interesting in spelling now, and you
interested
know,
in spelling,
and like he'll try and spell something, and So more and more and more, I'm realizing English, what in the world is going on with the spelling and the letters and the, and this, it sounds like this, but it's pronounced like this.
That's because fascinating.
Now that I'm watching him do it, I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, man. Like you got a long way to go here.
Good luck. Yeah. Bring those onto our podcast. Go ahead and bring some of those ideas. We'd love to hear about those in another episode. Yeah. What are some words that you're discovering that are not spelled logically that you never thought about?
Yeah,
because you learned them when you were a kid. Yeah.
Okay. I will keep a note in my head of when we come up on one because it happens a lot. Yeah. But what is advise?
So this is just the verb, guys. So the first one, advice, was the noun. Now this is the verb. And it's the same meaning. It's just that you are, so you're advising someone, you're telling them about something. It's the action of giving advice.
Yeah.
Okay. Giving instruction or giving advice. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So you might say something like, who advised you to make all those changes?
Yeah. Does this feel formal to you? Advise? Like, who advised you? Would you, are there any other casual options there?
Who told you?
Who told you? Yeah. That's what I would say. There's a little bit of a difference between who told you to make those changes and who advised you, right?
Yeah.
Told is more demanding. Like, you have
advised,
to make those
changes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Advise is more giving you this idea or giving you that advice, right? So it's a little bit different.
Okay, Michelle. So do you advise anyone in your life on what to do? I mean, do people go to you for advice? Do you advise anyone? See, here we're throwing these different words in and
out. Do I give them advice? I think Dan asks me for advice on certain things with his work.
Yeah, I think that's normal.
Mm-hmm. I think we've learned along the way that it can be really helpful to have your partner in that, you know, with those types of decisions or I think I like to give him advice where I have it. Sometimes my mom might ask me for advice.
That's kind of cool. I like that. Yeah. I like that. Yeah. What else do we need to know here?
Okay. Well, the word guide. So this is the last one that the listener asked about. So this is interesting because it can be a noun or a verb, right, Lindsay?
Yeah.
This is different from advice or advise. This is a new word. So a noun form of guide is basically someone or something that gives information. So like a guide could be a person who tells you what to do, gives advice, but it could also be instead of instructions, like a paper guide, a TV guide.
It could be a book, right, that you take when you're traveling. Like the Lonely Planet guide was a big name when I traveled around the world in my 20s. Right. I think it probably
is. A tour guide. Yeah.
Tour guide. Yeah. There's so much we could do here with guide for sure as a noun. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. So you could say something like, Robbie will be your guide for any questions you may have about your first days at the job.
And that's interesting because in this case, you know, it's not Robbie's profession to be a guide at work, but he's been given the role. So it's used as a role as well as an actual job, like a tour guide or So really kind of a diverse word, right?
Right. It definitely is. And then as a verb, to guide someone, it's like to show them the way, right? So like, what's an example of that?
Okay, here's an example, guys. She guided him around the office so that he could meet all his coworkers. So it doesn't mean like she like physically moved him around the office. She just, you know, walked and maybe he followed her or something like that, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or you could say, I need you to guide me because I don't really understand all of the directions for the assignment.
Yeah, interesting. And then there's also self-guided, right? Like a self-guided tour, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, this idea of, when you travel, Michelle, do you like to do those free tours you can find in a lot of cities? Or do you like to do more self-guided stuff? Just take your guidebook, kind of make your way around.
I like a little bit of both. I like a little bit of both. What I don't like is where you have to listen.
Oh yeah, you just listen
and follow it around. I either want to do it on my own or I want a real person. Like, I don't want to have one of those things. What about you? A headset?
Well, for the headsets, I feel like there are certain places where you have to get the full experience. Like Alcatraz. Have you ever been to Alcatraz?
I have when I was, but when I was probably like 8.
Yeah, Alcatraz, guys, is an old, now defunct, I think it's defunct, jail in the San Francisco Bay. And you can do the guided tour and you can hear the voices of the prisoners. It's a really cool activity to do for youngish kids. You know, you hear the voice. I don't know. It's, there are things where you kind of need that.
That is a good point. Yes. Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah. Yeah. You're talking about when it's just someone lecturing you, right?
Right. Yeah. Like I can't go through like an art museum and just listen. I can't. Yeah. That's not me, but a lot of people would love that. So that's
I get it.
Great.
I get it. All right. Where to
but
next?
Yeah, basically these are all very similar. So you guys, you gotta remember the word families, you know, guide as a verb though is very similar to advise, right? So or guide as a noun might be similar to the word advisor, like a student advisor. So lots of different options here today. But let's do a small fill in the blank activity.
Yes.
Just to drill down on this, give it a little more practice. So Lindsay, let's see if you can get it.
Okay. A little quiz.
All right. She blank her employees to start looking for new jobs.
Oh, not a good sign, right? So am I going to choose a word here that fills in the blank?
Would you say,
okay. Yeah. I would say she advised. I would take the verb there, right? Because she did something in action. Yay. 1 point for me.
Yay. All right. Okay. The next one, this is all for you. I need some blank. What should I do about the upcoming project?
This one, I would go for advice because it's a noun, right? I need something. I need some advice. What should I do about the upcoming project? Nice. And it's nice just be straightforward. When you're asking someone for advice, just be straightforward. Like, I need help, you know, instead of trying to get it in a sneakier way or, I don't know, don't be ashamed to ask for help.
No, right? Absolutely not. The last one, open the blank and take a look. You'll find your answer there.
Open the guide. And this could be a guide for anything. We talked about guidebooks, you know, all sorts of, I guess you could say like a cookbook is a kind of a guide, but we don't use it in that way, do we? No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it is guiding you on how to cook. So yeah, you could say that. Do we have time for a role play?
Yeah, we have a couple of minutes. I know that our listeners love role play, so let's do it for them. Here we go.
All right. So you are my coworker and it is my first day.
All right, here we go. So if you need any advice on tech, Billy's your guy.
Hi, Billy. Perfect. So he advises the team on how to use everything?
Yep, he's the expert. If he isn't there, there's even a written guide he made that you can check out, but he's usually here.
Oh, great.
Nice. So Billy is our go-to.
Billy, yes. Yeah, thank you, Billy. Okay.
All right. So what did we say here? So I said, if you need any advice, and which one is that, the noun or the verb?
That's the noun.
Yeah. So if you need any advice on tech, Billy's your guy. And that's a bonus phrase for today. Billy's your guy.
Yeah. You might hear somebody's your guy, somebody's your girl, right?
I mean, it'd be fun to do another episode on. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, Michelle. What were you saying? Okay. Yeah. Well, I think it'd be fun to do another episode on the expression, I got a guy. Like, I got a water guy. I got a silver guy. If you sell silver, like, you have a guy for everything. It's an expression, right?
Do you know anybody who has a guy for everything?
Most people like over the age of 50, I feel like always say that. Like, I got a guy. You can call my father, my leather guy, my water heater guy. Yeah.
Yes. For sure. It is funny. So then I said, perfect. So he advises the team on how to use everything. So which form is that, Lindsay?
Yeah, he advises the verb, right? The action. He is taking the action of advising, right? And then I said, yep, he's perfect. Sorry, he's the expert. If he isn't here, there's even a little written guide. I'm making up words here. I'm like seeing words. I'm making
a little one.
Imaginary words. There's even a written guide he made. You can check. All right. So there, that's the noun. That's a noun, the guide. There's a written guide. Okay.
Yes, exactly. Oh my gosh. Well, but this is a great question. I mean, this is very useful for business. And it's good to know the word forms, the grammar here that we went over. Lindsay, mm-hmm. anything you want to say before we wrap up?
Yeah, I think final point, guys, be careful when you're translating from your native language. As always, that's a rule for every day on Business English. And don't be afraid to ask for help. Just get this vocabulary down and then go and ask, because imagine what you could be missing. There's so much wisdom out there, Michelle, for business and life, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. We have so much to learn from each other, and you'll miss out if you don't ask.
Yeah, I think we start to realize that as we get older and we scramble to try to get the stories of our elders, right? We scramble our grandparents, even our aging parents. We ask them at the end of their lives, we ask them to write down everything, and we spend more time listening. But what if we spent that time listening throughout our lives, you know, because they do have that wealth of help and knowledge, right?
Actually, my mom just got me I was just showing this to my friend. She got me a dish towel that says, OMG, my mother was right about everything.
Oh, so. It's so true. Mom's always right, right? Yeah, that's what we learn as we get older. I love it. So good. We'll come back to this topic another day, Michelle.
Yes.
You have a good day. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. You too. Bye, Lindsay.
Take care.
Lindsay, I love the level of detail that you and Michelle went into, the different pronunciation, why it matters that advice is an uncountable noun, but especially just clarifying that advice is a noun, advise is a verb. This is so helpful to avoid mixing them up.
Yeah, we love to go into detail. And, you know, the key difference is over on the Business English podcast, we show you what it means in the business world, right? But it doesn't have to just be the corporate world. It could be any, if you work in a small company or if you work in a restaurant, whatever it is, it applies to work English, Aubrey. So super important. Yeah.
Yes. But even if you're not working in English, right? There's so much vocabulary, so many tips over on the Business English podcast that you guys do not want to be missing out on. So we want to make sure we publish 3 times a week over there, and they're all such great episodes.
Oh my gosh, guys, open up your search bar. If you enjoyed that episode, don't miss these 3 episodes that we do on Business English. So open up your search bar right now, type in Business English. You will see the yellow come up. Look for the yellow, right, Aubrey? We love yellow.
You can't miss that bright yellow. We love it.
Yellow. Cheerful. And hit the follow button on that show. And starting in mid-February, around this time, we're going to be publishing on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays on Business English. So 3 new episodes a week. Good stuff.
Yes, Lindsay, Michelle, and I are all co-hosts over there. It's so fun. So we're excited to see you over there on Business English as well.
All right. And we'll see you guys over there. Aubrey, thanks for being on the mic today.
Awesome. Thanks, Lindsay. Bye.
Take care. Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Discover a career that matters at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Be part of an innovative team delivering world-class healthcare and benefits to America's veterans. Enjoy robust benefits, work-life balance, and career development opportunities. Join a diverse and inclusive community that values your unique background and skills, a community where nearly 1 in 3 of your colleagues are veterans themselves. Apply now at vacareers.va.gov.